Hello, everyone. Sejal Patel here. Thanks for joining Strictly Money Weekly Insights, your go-to source for navigating your most important financial decisions. Happy International Women's Day to all the women listening to this and celebrating. You may know that this year's theme is Count Her In, accelerating gender equality through economic empowerment. So I'm dedicating today's show to address the importance of this, and as women, what actions we can take to move the needle. Now, I have to admit that every year on this day, while I celebrate the achievements and the progress that we as women have made, I also get angry and frustrated. I'm angry because the progress in closing the gender gap is moving at a snail's pace. In some cases, we've gone backwards. Now, I don't have to tell you about all the women who are forced to choose between work and childcare during the pandemic, or the women in service roles who lost their job. The fact that it's going to take something like 169 years to close the gender economic gap is mind-boggling. Think about it. We have a greater chance of people living on the moon than women have of getting the same opportunities and wealth as men. That seems a bit effed up. Because here's the thing. We are losing out on $7 trillion in gross domestic output globally for every year women are not reaching gender parity. That's a lot of money, my friends. A lot of tax dollars to fund programs and build hospitals and schools and roads, support innovation, and help eradicate poverty. How governments and policymakers aren't getting this and why they're being so short-sighted is simply crazy to me. But here's what I know. When things seem to be working okay, when people would rather stay comfortable than get uncomfortable, it's easy to stay status quo. It's easy to talk about the problems, then actually do something about it. And ladies, this one is our problem because we are at the short end of the stick. We don't get second and third chances to get it right. We don't have the same financial cushion as most men do. About a month ago, I had a conversation with a team of executives at a financial firm about the gender wealth gap. And someone in the room said, "How is it possible that we're still 200 years away from closing this equality gap?" And then I said something that silenced the room. I said, "It will never close. Not until enough women develop a new view of money. And not until they fully understand that money is essential to their life, and that money is the answer to this issue." Now, you may be thinking I'm off base and singularly focused on money because you may believe it's the systemic biases that are keeping women from reaching equality, which in part is true. But why? Hear me out. Right now, men control about 70% of the world's wealth, so women control about 30% of it. And my friends, whether we like it or not, in our capitalistic world, wealth determines power and influence. What we're not talking about is that anyone, male or female, who has power because of that wealth is going to control decisions and vote for policies that allow them to continue to keep that wealth and influence. Think about it. How many of you, when push comes to shove, would voluntarily give your wealth and power to someone else? Be honest. I'm guessing very few of you. And that's why I believe we're not moving the needle. And by the way, this is not a knock on men, but men have their own lens of the way the world works, which is not necessarily aligned to women. And understandably, if they think the current situation is not hurting them, maybe even helping them, why would they do anything different? Now, ladies, if you're wondering what you can do, I believe there are lots of things that are in our control and working in our favor, especially right now. For one, the greatest wealth transfer in history is underway. Yep, some $30 trillion is about to change hands in the next 5 to 7 years. And guess who's going to inherit a big chunk of that? Women. But before we celebrate, what I need you to know is that if we don't use this opportunity to shift our thinking around money and squash the biases being fed to us, we are squandering the greatest thing to literally land on our lap and accelerate gender equality. While we can't force governments or even men to, quote, get it, what we have complete power over is our thoughts and actions. Remember the saying, be the change you want to see? Well, ladies, that change starts with us. I have worked with thousands and thousands of women in helping them build financial empowerment through my business, Sage L. And what I continue to witness time and time again is that talking about money is still a taboo amongst women. Women still believe it's bad manners to discuss it. Now, I spend a lot of time with men because I've been entrenched in the financial world, which is still dominated by men. And I can tell you, the majority of men do not see money as dirty or a taboo. In fact, most of our conversations inevitably makes its way to discussing wealth or business in some shape or form. A lot of men simply believe that they have the God-given right to make it and have it and do what they want with it. But women don't. Now, it's not your fault. This is centuries of programming and cultural norms and social media messages that have been sent to us that no longer make sense, except we haven't let our beliefs catch up. And it's coming at a huge cost. Women face a 50% wealth gap compared to men. Women are 80% more likely to live in poverty during retirement than men. If women don't talk about money, what's the likelihood they'll take the necessary steps to learn how to build wealth? I'll tell ya, it's slim to none. If they don't learn how to manage money, how will they know to make sound financial decisions and what is at stake? How can they openly challenge systemic biases and vote for better policies if they don't have the right financial knowledge? It's not enough just to have money. It's what we do with it that matters. Let me give you an example. I come across a lot of women who will say that they want just enough money to do X, Y, or Z. Not a lot, but just enough. Again, they've been convinced to not be too greedy by society. Does that sound familiar? That might be you, or you may know someone who thinks like this. I tell you, I teach financial literacy, and I still have to catch myself when I think this way, because I do. But here's the problem. What's that magic number of just enough? Is it $500,000, $1 million, $2 million? What if you get sick or divorced? What if you or your partner loses a job? This narrative is what often keeps women out of the workforce or going into a higher paying career or going for that promotion. They may not believe the glass ceiling is worth shattering if they don't know what's at stake financially. And by the way, what's wrong with making more than enough? You can always give it away or use it to invest in a cause or influence better political outcomes. Just saying. I'll give you another example. How often have you heard that women are better at managing money? I see so many women wearing that narrative as a badge of honor. But what does that even mean? Managing the household budget? Don't get me wrong, expense control is important. But you can't cut your way to wealth. Not when expenses are rising faster than wages. You can't fund a 25 or 35 year retirement by doing it. And that certainly ain't going to tip that wealth scale to 50-50. I'm telling you this because there are so many myths and misconceptions about money that are fed to us that we are buying into. Let me ask you this. Do you feel that you lack financial confidence, and that is what's stopping you from taking action to learn financial skills? Think about this one. I hear this a lot. Women lack financial confidence, Sage. And my response is, according to who? How are you defining it? Because if people define confidence the way men often define it, so maybe it's talking loud or having bravado or declaring things about finance as if it's a fact when a lot of times they don't know their head from their ass. To me, that's not confidence. Ladies, don't mistake confidence for competence. And if you think you lack confidence, I'll tell you how to build it. It's through competence. You see, you can't magically wake up one day and decide you'll be confident. It comes by learning and building skills and practicing those skills. As some of you know, I run an online financial program for women. We've had more than 1,000 women go through it. What I have witnessed and love seeing time and time again is this transformation in these women in just a couple of weeks. They go from doubting themselves or feeling overwhelmed with financial concepts and stressed about their financial situation to being assured and secure and happy. Why? Because they're investing in themselves and building competence. So here's what I want to leave you with. Don't wait for organizations or the media to convince you that money and building financial literacy is important. Don't wait for a man's permission either. You might not get it. Know that you are capable and deserving of wealth, but you have to make the decision to invest in your financial capability, which means shifting your view of money, building skills, and taking action. Because no one, not even me, can do it for you. Do it for yourself. Do it for your daughters because they are looking to you as a role model. Do it for womankind. Happy International Women's Day. I hope you take the time to celebrate how far you've come and know you're worthy, that your financial worth does not equate to your self-worth. And for all the men listening, reach out to your wife and daughters and mom and sister today and remind them of their value. Encourage them to prioritize financial literacy because you have just as much to gain as they do. I hope the day comes that we no longer have to earmark March 8th as International Women's Day and that it's an ordinary day because when that day comes, I know we'll have reached equality. Ladies, if you're ready to take your financial empowerment to another level, join my free money masterclass. This is where I teach the 6 steps every woman needs to build their financial freedom blueprint. The right way, the holistic way. The link is in the show notes. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to share and comment if you like this episode and hit that subscribe button so you don't miss future shows. Stay well, stay wise, and stay wealthy, my friends.